Hello?
Afternoon.
Hello?
Hey, Aaron, how much did it help getting this bye, getting a chance to kind of rest up the shoulder? How much has that helped?
It was a good chance to rest and see some family, and there are a lot of us who've been dealing with different injuries, and it was a good chance for all of us to have a week to get better.
Did you get a chance to watch the Titans since they played on Monday night?
I did, yeah, I watched the game. They played very well.
What do you think about their defense?
You know what, they got maybe, I think they're front four against any in the game. Those guys are playing at a very high level, even without Van de Bosch. But with them, they're an incredibly talented defense. Albert Haynesworth got to be mentioned as far as MVP voting goes this year because he's having a great year. But they're not shabby on the back end or in the linebackers either. They're a solid 11 defense, and we're going to have our hands full this week, and it's going to be a real big challenge for us.
Can you go into detail about what has impressed you with Haynesworth?
I mean, his motor is just nonstop. He's really tough to block, and you really got to put two guys on him, which makes it tough because you got a one-on-one on the rest of the guys. And those other three are playing at a very high level as well. So it really puts you in a tough situation when you're trying to pass protect those guys and even the run game. I mean, he's splitting double teams. He's making plays all over the field, and he's having a great year.
When you're playing against a defensive line or such a standout defensive player, like let's say Haynesworth, you try to keep an eye on him? Where he lines up?
I'm going to trust the guys up front. I'm not going to be looking at the rush, hopefully. But their back end is very solid. I think Coach Fisher and that defense has proven over the years their scheme works, and they do a great job running it. So it's going to be a very big test for us on offense. We're going to have to play a solid game, not turn the ball over to be in the game.
When all the training camp soap opera was going on up there, how were you able to steer clear as best you could from all that mess?
I learned my first year in the league, the things that you should worry about and spend time thinking about are the things you can control. And the situation was out of my control the entire time, so I just tried to stay focused on the task at hand. I was trying to be one of the leaders of this football team and trying to get ready for the season.
Is that easier said than done at times?
Oh, of course, but it's all about where your focus is. And my focus was very tight the entire offseason on what I had to do to get ready for this season. And once training camp hit, I was dialed in on having a good preseason and trying to figure out a way to be one of the leaders of this football team.
You think that the way you handled that situation helped you become one of the leaders of the team and guys rally around you?
That's probably a question for my teammates, but I just want to be a consistent player in person because I think guys in the locker room can respect that and follow that.
How do you feel you're playing? I mean, your numbers are good. 12-4 touchdown interception ratio. You had some high quarterback ratings. You're playing like you had hoped. Or can you think you can do better?
Well, I think my best games are still in front of me. I feel comfortable with my progress. I'm feeling more comfortable each week, seeing different defensive looks. But I'm just trying to be efficient and get the ball to our playmakers and let them make plays. And we got a lot of talented guys on offense. Greg Jennings having a great year. Donald Driver. It's taken a lot of double teams and allowed Greg to get open. And Greg's made some great plays. And now Donald, I think his production is going to pick up. And tight ends are playing well. We got Ryan 100 yards last week. And it's really, I'm just one of the cogs in this offense and trying to be as efficient as possible and limit my turnovers.
As a new quarterback, as a quarterback taking over a team, what do you think a guy has to do to kind of prove himself to his teammates, to kind of gain trust of those around him?
Well, I think it starts in the offseason. They got to see the work ethic and the time you put in, and that starts for me back in March. And I realize as a quarterback, the eyes are always on you, and they want to see that you put in the time and how much you care about it. And then once you get to the games, they want to see a guy who's consistent with his attitude, consistent with the way he plays, consistent with not having mood swings and just making plays, and that's what I've been trying to do this year.
You think those guys are in a position where they believe in you now? I know it's early into your taking over, but do you think they got those guys' faith?
Well, I think I earned the respect a long time ago by the hard work I put in the off-season program and during the season, the way I practiced, and I think I'm gaining their trust with each week by the way I'm performing.
The Titans have pulled back the reins on Vince Young. They want him to
watch and learn for a little while Kerry Collins plays. Did you feel like you benefited from your watch and learn time the last couple of years?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, it's not easy at all to sit back and watch when you want to be out there, but I think there's a lot of positives that can come out of it if you have the right frame of mind. You just take it one day at a time and work on things every day to get better and watch the guy who's playing in front of you and try and pick up some things that he does that you can incorporate in your own game or be critical of the guy in front of you and of yourself and realize there's a reason the guy's playing in front of you at the moment, but you know, when you get your chance again, you got to make the most of your opportunity.
At what point did you know, even with limited playing time, that you were ready, or was that just kind of the decision that was thrust upon you by the whole Brett retiring and stuff?
Well, I felt like I was ready in year one. Now, hindsight, you know, really year three in the West Coast offense, things started to slow down for me, and I had a pretty good preseason, and I felt like I was starting to make the kind of plays that I was capable of making. Obviously, as a competitor, you want to play, you know, from the first time you step on the field, but I think those 3 years of sitting did a lot of good for me, and got my body in tip-top physical shape and improved my arm strength and got better, you know, at the mental game, which is really, when it comes down to it, a lot of guys are physically talented, but it's the guys who are mentally strong and tough and understand the game plan and what you're going to be facing who are going to stick around and play at a high level.
You fared as well as better than anyone in the league on third down. How much do you pride yourself on that, and what do you think's been the key to that your numbers are so good there?
Well, it's a high emphasis in our practice schedule. We do a lot of third down emphasis. I think we've done a nice job on first and second down, at least putting ourselves in third and manageable. The way I like to play is throwing high percentage passes and making smart decisions and realizing that there's a lot worse things that can happen besides a punt. So, you know, my mentality is first down, check down, and if there's a big opportunity, to make the most of it. But we've done a nice job making plays on third downs, and I've just been trying to throw it at a high efficiency rate.
How is your shoulder, Aaron? And did you injure that in the Tampa Bay game?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's improving. The bye week definitely helped, and excited about. About this week.
How much, you know, when you first had that, instead of letting it rest, did you feel like you needed to play or want to play just because maybe the guy that played there in front of you played so many times when he was hurt? I mean, was that something that's in the back of your mind as you pushed through it?
No, that had absolutely nothing to do with it. As a competitor, you have a lot of pride in yourself, and you know, I feel like if there's any way I can play, then I'm going to be on the field. I've dealt with injuries in the past. We all, you know, manage the pain, as they say in the NFL, and I felt like if there's any way I could get on the field and be close to my potential, that I need to be out there. So I was able to.
You guys getting into a little bit of a groove now that you lost three in a row. Now you won two in a row. You know, from all indications, your best game was your last one.
Well, we're starting to play a little bit more like we want to. We've put together two games where we've played four quarters of consistent mentally sharp games. And we just hadn't, the first five games, really, we hadn't played four quarters of Packer football, and it's, you know, being sound, smart, and fundamentally sound, smart, and tough. And we made a lot of mental mistakes, and we just didn't do the fundamentals correctly. So the last 2 weeks we've done a nice job at that.
And going back to the Indianapolis game, you guys played on offense like you described, taking what they gave you. Is that something you're looking to do this entire season? How long have you guys done that?
Well, it just depends on the scheme. I mean, Indy was really playing off in their coverage, and you know, a lot of times they're just rushing three, so you just got to be patient. They want to make you go the length of the field to score, and they're a team that thrives on turnovers, so we want to be very smart with the ball, and if we had to, you know, do long drives, then we did, and we were able to keep Peyton off the field and keep our defense off the field as well and let them rest.
You coming off a bye and them coming off a short week, is that a scheduling quirk you'd hope to be able to use to your advantage?
Well, you know, that I'm not sure how much that's gonna weigh into it. It definitely helps to be able to get healthy and get some guys back this week. You know, Tennessee is a very solid team, 7-0, and they watched them Monday night. They're very impressive. You know, the guys are playing at a very high level, and I know it's gonna be just looking at the fans down there. It's probably gonna be rocking. And I have no doubt that they'll be ready, and so will we.
even though the season's not even to its halfway point, when you see a team that hasn't lost a game on your schedule, do you get fired up a little more to give them your best shot?
Well, we're fired up every week to play, but, you know, it's definitely, when you see a team that's 7-0 in this league, that's very impressive, and they've played very well. You watch them on film, and they're playing at a very high level, and they got a lot of talented guys who are playing really well. So it's going to be important for us to match the intensity that Tennessee is going to bring and to try and play a game with very few mental mistakes and hopefully make some plays.
LaVell Hawkins, was he at Cal when you were there?
No, he wasn't. I missed him, but I know him a little bit.
What do you think about him?
He made a great catch the other night on the sidelines dragging his feet. He's a talented guy.
No, you didn't play much in the preseason game against the Titans, but...
Just one play.
Yeah, I know. Is there anything that you can glean from that game as far as tendencies and those types of things, or you just have to throw preseason out the window?
Well, you got to look at it, but I don't think you put more weight into the 7 regular season games they've played than the preseason. But obviously, I've seen that film already. They're a great defense, no doubt about it. We're going to have our hands full.
How do you feel about your receivers heading into this game? How have they been playing?
I feel good. We're getting James Jones back this week, and I think Greg has done a great job this year. I think he's second in the league in receiving yards, and Donald is. I think his production is going to pick up as maybe teams start to double Greg a little more. But you can't say enough about the work that Jordy and Ruvell have done. They're not going to show up huge in the stat sheet every week, maybe, but Ruvell is our best blocking receiver and done a great job out there, made some timely catches, and Jordy's really come along as a rookie. So we're excited to have all five of those guys back and have our receiving corps full strength for the first time.
Talking a little bit more about Jennings, what's helped him get in the end zone so much in recent games?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It makes it really easy to throw to when, he runs his routes so crisply and gets in and out of his breaks very smoothly. But he's got great hands as well. He's a big play guy. And I feel very comfortable with him throwing him the ball, in any situation.
How big of a Dodger fan are you?
Well, I'm a Dodger fan, for sure.
Think they'll re-sign Manny?
I think they should make a run at him. I mean, the excitement that myself and the other Dodger fans got once we got him and the way he played, I mean, you can't help but want to bring a guy like that back. But we got to bring D'Lo back as well.
Aaron, can you talk about how going against your secondary, especially your corners, has made you a better quarterback, and also just this secondary and the way these guys kind of mix and match and play some man and play some zone?
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest things for 3 years, being able to go against, two guys like the guys we got, Al Harris, who's one of the best one-on-one guys in the league, and then Charles Woodson, who, I've said this to friends before, is the best football player that I've seen in person or on film, and I'm a little biased, but he's got incredible instincts, and he's a big-time playmaker. He's just an unbelievable player. So that really helped me going against two savvy vets like that in our scheme as well. And this week, with the guys that Tennessee has, Finnegan is playing at a very high level. It's impressive. He's got great ball skills. Does a nice job in both man and zone, reading the quarterback and breaking on the ball. He's been very impressive this season. Harp on the other side has done a nice job as well. I got kind of a lucky pass against him in the preseason, so I know he'll want to get me back for that. But they're playing at a high level, and Griffin and Hope in the secondary. I mean, Hope had two picks the other night. He's a ball hawk, and he's been that way since he came over from Pittsburgh. And Griffin, I think, has really improved the last couple of years. We've seen him in the preseason a little bit, and he's doing a really nice job. So you got a back end that's improving, but is already pretty solid, and a front seven that you'd take against any front seven in the league. So it's going to be a big test for us.
Did you learn anything about the Titans secondary on Monday night? For instance, maybe you got to be really accurate with your balls.
Well, you got to be accurate. Again, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. But these guys are very talented guys, so I'm going to try not to turn the ball over and try not to throw it to them at all.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, guys.